SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida residents are returning to their Gulf Coast homes after evacuating for Hurricane Milton. Palm Harbor resident Ashley Cabrera can't wait to get back to her flooded house.
We're hoping to come back on Sunday, but I think that it's going to depend when the power gets turned back on, which I think is really going to be dependent upon these waters receding.
Paul Close with the National Weather Service in Tampa says flooding from rising rivers is still a factor.
The rivers are starting to peak. Some of them are starting to peak, but we have a lot of them still slowly rising. We have some that take longer, and they're still going to keep rising for the next 3-4 days or more. And so we're still going to have ongoing flooding in many areas near the rivers. I've seen a lot of them are in major flood stage. Got a few new records.
And the storm is known to have left at least 10 people dead. Former President Trump says it's no exaggeration to call the policies proposed by Vice President Harris socialism.
She wants to go into government housing. She wants to go into government feeding. She wants to feed people. She wants to feed people governmentally. She wants to go into a communist party type system.
And he says there's a reason that he's getting more support from Arab Americans and Jewish Americans.
I want peace. I don't want to see people killed.
And he was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Retired Admiral James Stavridis says as Israel contemplates a retaliatory strike against Iran, it should bear in mind that the Iranian regime is at least a year away now from developing its own deliverable nuclear weapon.
So I would say to the Israelis, you got time. What you ought to be going after at this stage, I would say, is the military-industrial complex, principally the places where Iran is producing ballistic weapons, drones, cruise missiles.
That is retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis. This is SRN News. The French have discovered another problem with transgenderism.
An Algerian man living in France was convicted of child rape, sentenced to 4 years in jail, and then given a deportation order. But now the man claims he is transgender and cannot be deported because he would be persecuted in his native country. And the French courts have ruled in his favor, meaning he will soon be out of prison and free to stay in France solely because he is living as a woman. Some observers wonder what U.S. courts might do with a similar case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The regents who govern Georgia's public universities and colleges want the NCAA to ban males from taking part in women's sports. The unanimous vote calls on the NCAA and the National Junior College Athletic Association to conform their policies with those of the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. That federation voted in April to all but ban men from competing against women. This is SRN News. Efforts are underway to save birds in the Windy City.
Volunteers dedicated to rescuing injured birds are hard at work after finding hundreds on the streets of Chicago that have crashed into buildings. Some are hurt, many are killed. Last year, authorities say 1,000 migrating birds died on a single night after flying into the glass exterior of McCormick Place, that on the shore of Lake Michigan. This fall, the facility unveiled a new bird-safe window film on one of its glass buildings. Rescue teams hope the change will make a big difference. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing is announcing layoffs. A giant aircraft maker said Friday it will lay off about 10% of its workers. That amounts to 17,000 people in the coming months. The company's been losing money for more than 5 years now. It's dealing with a strike, and that shut down some of its factories for now. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.